This movie sucks.
Yeah, it does. It so does! And you keep checking your phone. What's going on? Why can't you pay attention? Who is it? Who's texting you? Who cares if I'm loud? We're the only ones in here. You're so annoying. I'm so fucking glad I'm going to college so far away and you chose a school in our hometown. Remind me not to come home on the weekends anymore. What's her name? Oh, come on! There is no other reason you would be glued to your phone like that. You keep checking and checking and checking. Let me see it. Come on! At least, let me see who has you so excited. Duh! I don't know why you even invited me out to this stupid movie. I hate it. I'm so bored! Can we go get nachos? You can be so mean sometimes. There is literally nothing going on. I don't even know any of these actors. Who fucking cares? You can't talk to me like that. You're not that much older than me. Why can't you be nice? God, you can be such a dick sometimes. Can you at least tell me her name? Let me see her picture. Do I want to see if she's cuter than me? Yeah, I do. Just show me and I'll shut up. How about that? Yeah? Good. Oh my god, I can't believe you're into that. She literally looks so gross. Like her face, ew. And I mean that body? Gross, bro. Yeah, seriously, she's like fucking disgusting. How did you even meet her? You can do so much better than that. Yeah, you can, of course. Seriously, she is ugly as fuck. And I bet she's fucking ditzy and stupid too. Don't waste your time. No, I am not gonna shut up. Can we go now? What? No. No, I'm not fucking jealous. Why would I be jealous? Fuck whoever you want. I don't care. Do you care who I fuck? Oh, sure you don't. Last time a guy came and picked me up to take me out, you wouldn't stop asking him questions. You scared him off. I didn't get any that night. You're so weird. Yeah, you are. You're a weirdo.
He's a weirdo.
There, now everyone knows you're a freak. You're so gross. I don't want to talk about that. No, I fucking don't. Shut up. Shut up! That was once. And once was more than enough. How about this? If you stop talking about it, I'll keep my mouth shut for the rest of the movie. Deal? No? It doesn't matter how good it was. Fuck. Yeah. I remember all of it. Did you forget or something? You want me to refresh your memory? Me, a little drunk. You, a little extra horny. Put them together, and what did we get? A mistake. Shut the fuck up. You are really starting to piss me off. I am not fucking jealous. Can we leave yet? Oh my god, what are you doing? Don't take it out. You're such a perv. Oh my god, don't stroke it. Fuck. No, I don't want to touch it. I'm your fucking sister, and we're in public. Are you out of your goddamn mind? Put your dick away, and let's go so we can get nachos. Shit. No, you're right. Yes. Yes, you are. It is a fat, gorgeous cock. Can I? I don't want to do this again with you. I don't care how much I loved how you took over last time. The way you stared at me, like you are right now. Like I'm the hottest thing you've ever seen. It makes me feel. If I stroke it, will you shut the fuck up? Yeah? What does it look like I'm doing? I'm getting my hand wet. Why don't you shut your mouth and moan like a needy fuckboy? Oh, you don't like me calling you that? Why not? It's what you are, isn't it? You've got chicks lined up at your door and around the block, but you want your sister to hand shuffle your cock for you? You could plant your fuck stick inside any sloppy hole you want, but can't get me out of your mind, can you? That's good to hear, bro, because the feeling is fucking mutual. Yeah. Like that a little too much? Squeezing you just right. Up and down. That slow, painful speed that makes your eyes roll back into your head. Not the same as fucking your hand, is it? And not nearly as good as fucking some random girl you met on Tinder. It's me. That's what excites you the most. Knowing we shouldn't be doing this makes us want it more. Isn't right, big bro? Like you could ever forget cuddling me while I was almost passing out? Your cock hard against my ass. You panting like a dog. Pulling my panties aside just a little. Just enough that, oops, you slipped inside of my needy fuck hole. It was an accident, wasn't it? An accident. You kept going, couldn't help yourself. You lost it and pounded me head down, ass up, like I was your personal whore. And then the promise not to ever do it again. And knowing that you couldn't touch me, I'd leave my bedroom door slightly open while I peeled my clothes off after yoga class. My juicy ass popping out of my leggings like it was gasping for air. How I struggled to pull off my sports bra. And when I wandered around late at night looking for a snack with nothing on but one of your hoodies, eating ice cream in front of you, flicking my tongue around, licking it up. You were thinking about me doing that to your cock. You can't fucking deny it. And all that relentless teasing I did to you, I almost feel guilty. There he is. I knew if I teased you like that, you...
Your sister, huh? Just this little tiny skirt barely covering my ass. Is that what made you hard? Oh, just sitting beside you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, idea that it's just you and me back here. And we could get caught any second. My heart is pounding. It's almost like I want to be caught. I want someone to see me impale myself on your throbbing, aching cock. I want them to get turned on by it too. It makes me so wet and desperate for you. To know you want me so badly. Oh, you shouldn't have. Oh, I shouldn't be doing this. Wanting this. And I probably shouldn't have teased you like that. But you are a fuckboy, aren't you? That's what you are. And I'm your bratty little sister, drooling and thirsty for your cum. And don't you get fucking sick of edging all day to porn? I bet I could guess what kind you like, too. Audio porn. Regular porn, literotica, whatever it is. It's about your little sister fucking her face. And every time you touch, you're terrified mom and dad will find out. But that doesn't stop you, does it? Just from using my throat as your own personal family cock sleeve, I'm always there. Anytime I'm around, and even when I'm not. Even just passing by my bedroom, you can't help but pop a stiffy. And there will be a point when you won't want to anymore. You'll just fucking need to, don't you? Come on, big bro. Show me how you can destroy my pretty little throat. It took you long enough. Kind of a shame no one caught us. I would have liked to hear what they had to say. I watched them try and walk away pretending they didn't see. You're a horny, nasty perv, aren't you, bro? Well, you're lucky. Because I am, too. Let's skip the nachos. How about that? Because we need to get home so I can be fucked. Or do you need some time to recover? Need a breather? Let's fucking go. I need that cock in my slutty, messy pussy. And I need it fucking now.